Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Here is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Andrea. Okay. All right, Andrea, our Men's Room poll for one day. Will you go commando? Do a sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt? No socks or a captain's hat?
I'm going to go commando.
Going commando.
All right.
When's the last time you went commando?
Whenever the last time I wore leggings was, which was pretty recently.
All right. Yeah, if you're wearing it, it's kind of like long underwear. You
know. Is it?
Yeah.
For the most part. Like, if you're going skiing, you really don't need underwear under it.
You know. All right there, Commando Andrea. Here is your question. Now, if you were just with us, we all learned that Big Concrete Jesus, he's the new seventh wonder of the world located in Brazil. Now we want to know, what is the only ancient seven wonder of the world that still exists? The Christ Redeemer is part of the modern seven wonders of the world, but then there's seven ancient wonders of the world.
Oh, is that what you're asking me?
Uh-huh. What is the only ancient seven wonder of the world still in existence? You've heard of it.
Is it way, way back?
Way, way back. So okay. I think the oldest new seven wonder of the world is the Great Wall of China, to give you an idea. So
that's the newest.
That's the oldest of the new, right? So this is older than that.
Is it holiday related?
Yeah.
No.
Or where their location is? No.
Stonehenge?
That's not a bad guess. That was on my radar. A great pyramid.
I was going to say the Easter Island heads.
Oh, no. In this case, it is the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yes.
In Egypt.
Okay.
Mm. So the ancient ones are the Great Pyramid of Giza, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Statue of Zeus, the Temple of Artemis, the Mausoleum at something I cannot
read. Like, is the Roman Colosseum in the newer ones, or the Leaning Tower of Pisa, or any of that crap?
Roman Colosseum definitely is. I'm not sure about the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Okay.
You know what they need to add in there?
What?
Crater Lake.
But that's a natural wonder.
It is a wonder. Okay.
So, right. I don't know if it is, but they have natural wonders of the world, and then you have the seven, like, man-made wonders of the world. So Crater Lake might be one of them. I don't know. Google it.
All right.
Because now I actually want to know.
I bet the Blue Hole in Belize is.
That might be on there. I think Niagara Falls is one of them. I don't remember.
Maybe Victoria Falls.
All right, Andrew, what are you doing back there?
I'm doing chores around the house.
Okay, all right. Here is your question: what did B.B. King nickname his guitar?
The Jazz Slayer.
The Jazz Slayer.
Not bad.
Lucille.
Lucille. Yeah. The Jazz Slayer.
He named it after the Georgetown beer.
That's also my buddy growing up, Josh Perkins. That was the name of his pool stick.
Lucille.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the Jazz Slayer.
It's not in there.
Now, what are the seven wonders of the natural world?
Grand Canyon, Great Barrier Reef, Mount Everest, Victoria Falls, Aurora Borealis.
That came out smooth.
It did not. The harbor of Rio de Janeiro. And, of course, the some kind of volcano.
Can't say it. What's the first letter? Is it K?
P-A-R-I-C-U. Pia Catun?
Sure. Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
I pee a ton a lot.
A pee a ton volcano. All right, Andrea, your question. How many astronauts manned each Apollo flight?
Seven?
Six? Come on, guys. Remember Apollo 13?
Five. Three.
Yes, three.
Oh, three. Yeah. I like that. You almost had it, huh, Andrea? Yeah, you're almost there.
You went seven. You're probably thinking the Challenger.
Yep.
All right. All right. Your question.
Just a guess.
What Canadian brewery did Coors merge with in 2006? 2005, sorry. I know you know that.
Labatt's.
I like the answer, though.
It's Molson, but I like you got a Canadian beer in there.
Yeah.
That's a great beer.
Do you call it Labatt's
or Labatt's?
I don't know. I've been to Vancouver a couple times. I don't know.
Everyone I've heard says Labatt's, and you said Labatt's. You made it sound fancy.
When I was a kid, the big Canadian beer was Moosehead.
Yeah. All right, your question. What three countries make up Scandinavia?
Oh.
Is it Sweden, Finland, and Norway?
Ooh. Sweden, yes. Norway, yes.
Sweden, Norway.
Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's all right.
I think it's crazy that Sweden still has the three crowns on their...
Sweden?
Yeah, on their hockey jerseys.
Well, what were the three crowns?
Well, they used to own the other two. So they're like, yeah, we still like it.
That's a little reminder.
They're arrogance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, remember.
I'd send my guy out there and, like, go slash him.
With your jazz slayer. All right, your question. What was Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham's nickname? It sounds like a drum.
It sounds like a clown.
Drum slayer?
Drum slayer.
Bonzo.
Bonzo.
Should have been Bongo.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Bonzo, get in here.
I like how you have a theme with your answers. Like, I'm going to guess. But it ends with Slayer.
Yeah. Well, you gave it a shot.
I'm going to start using Slayer at the end of everything. Hey, man, can I get a shot of Jack Slayer?
Jaggermeister.
You are the Jack Slayer.
I am the Jack Slayer, that is for sure. My wife reminds me of that. All right, your question. What is the best-selling video game console of all time? Of all time, I say.
Is it a specific, model?
Yeah.
So it's not just a brand.
Right, not just a brand, but the model, yeah.
Let's go Xbox 360.
I guess it's...
Nintendo. Is it a Nintendo product?
It is a Sony product.
It is a Sony product.
Oh, PlayStation.
PS...
Oh, dang it.
Which number?
Two.
Two. Yeah, PS2.
Yeah, PS1
man.
Was... I'm saying. Yeah. And they never really found the same success after the PS2.
How much was the console?
The PS2, that'd probably still rain you $400.
Okay. Because my kid started with PS4, and now he's a PS5.
And those are $600 a piece.
Are they?
Brand new.
He wasn't supposed to know that.
Huh. Me and him might have a talk.
What question are we on?
We are on question number 8, Andrea. That's a great question.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Andrea, come on. Hey. You don't want to be the biggest dummy.
It's the 8 slayer. If you do become the biggest dummy, I'll call you the dummy slayer. I'll at least give you that.
At least it sounds cool.
All right. Your question, other than a band member, what is a Foo Fighter?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A kung fu fighter?
A foo fighter.
Fighter of aliens?
Is it a kamikaze pilot?
Not a kamikaze pilot. It's an airplane pilot, essentially.
Oh.
Oh, God.
But they were the guys that chased UFOs. UFOs.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Foo fight.
Question nine.
Still one of my favorite things ever. The Foo Fighters.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Foo Fighters.
But didn't Dave Grohl tell him?
Yeah, he asked him, right, Christopher Walken says, like, where do I pronounce it? And they kind of messed with him. So then he said, right, Foo Fighters.
All right. Your question, Samhainophobia. Samhainophobia is the fear of what holiday?
4th of July.
Mm-mm. Christmas. Halloween.
Halloween.
Remember Samhain? Lyndon Danzig's, like, other band?
Vaguely.
Yeah. You know, because it had to be spooky.
I thought it was Mini Kiss.
You think that Glenn Danzig would put out a Christmas album?
What is she at now? 10?
Question 10, yeah.
Question number 10.
I've never made it this far.
I know. Focus now, okay?
You got this, man.
Which way are you telling her focus? To become Big Dummy or to get the question right?
No, she doesn't. No offense. She doesn't want to be Danny.
Lock in.
All right. Your question. What is the smallest ocean? The smallest ocean.
Billy.
God. I just want to say the Salish Sea.
That's a sea.
Is that your guess?
No. The Indian Ocean?
That's a pretty big one. I'm going to say it is... It's either the Southern or the Arctic. I'll say the Arctic.
It is the Arctic Ocean. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say...
Question number 11. You're tied now for biggest dummy there.
Pacific's
congratulations.
The biggest.
No.
Atlantic is next. Then I think it's Indian... Yeah, then the Southern Ocean, then
Antarctic Ocean or whatever.
Arctic. All right, your question. What actor voiced Mushu in the movie Mulan?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
He also provides the voice of a very, very popular character in another very, very popular movie franchise.
Is it Eddie Murphy?
Boom!
Got it.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Thank
you took the 11. Audrey, you did tie to be the biggest dummy, but you're not a solo champion.
There you go.
So I guess you got that going for you. We're going to look at the positive side of things.
So she's tied now.
Yeah, she's joining Danny and Melody at 11.
So we have a three-way tie.
We have a three-way tie.
This has never happened. Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
The men's room three-way.
It involves dummies. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
You're girl and you're Johnson.
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff,
my guy.
Are you sober or not sober?
Keep sober. I just got home.
All right. Jeff, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll for one day. Will you go commando, wear a sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt, have no socks, or wear a captain's hat?
It took me a couple of times to hear what you were saying, but now I know what you're saying. We're going to go switch it as a t-shirt, even though I'm going to hate it.
Yeah, very good.
I thought for sure you would take the captain's hat. I'd have put money on that, man.
Oh, I could rock a captain's hat.
Well, if you're going to scream, you're a girl and you're Johnson, to me it all adds up.
Yeah, you're right. I should have. Too late. Damn it. Oh, well.
All right. Here's your question. What was the name of Woody's horse in the movie Toy Story?
Oh.
Damn, Mike. Yeah, good point. It's you.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
I can tell.
Woody's horse,
yeah.
Not Trigger.
Is it Clyde?
Giddy up.
Nope. Mike knew instantly. Bullseye.
Oh, yep.
Would you want to name your horse Bullseye?
No.
I would not name
him. Moving target.
Well, just, if I'm riding him, you know I'm a good shot.
Yeah, but it's the horse's name, not yours, man.
Well, you can't ride in a horse named Bullseye and miss a shot.
Yeah, but the horse is named Bullseye.
Yeah, not I get you. It.
All right, just saying.
Call mine Center Mass.
Maybe that horse is a good shot.
I mean, he is a toy action figure, so you know he's supposed to have a good shot.
Yeah.
You don't want to sell a toy cowboy that has a terrible shot. Kids aren't going to want him.
Well, they sell him a toy that has snakes in his boots. He brings it up all the time. Just saying. All right, your question.
Yeah, it is a toy.
What does an NFL referee signal by stretching his arms out to his sides with his palms down? I'm an aeroplane. I'd ask my brother to do that once.
Oh, Brazilian Jesus.
Big concrete Jesus.
Safe.
Is that the way of game?
Incomplete.
No.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
It is unsportsmanlike.
Unsportsmanlike.
It's incomplete. You got to cross your hands.
Yeah. I'd ask my brother, just put your hands out for a sportsman like, but dude, I will give you $100 if you say, I'm an airplane.
We'll do it in
and
like,
then call.
Yeah. Well, like have 10 calls and just do like a rapid fire thing.
Yeah.
Offside.
Right.
The safety's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love.
Okay. When he calls a safety, you have to say, I'm a little teapot and then call a safety.
That's got to be the least that called. That's the least called call.
Oh, sure. Well.
You know, on the field.
Yeah, there's calls that happen once a year. Like once he knows them all, so he's like, "Look, man, there's like 45 other rules that people almost never break, but they exist." So he's like, "You see all the regular stuff, but it's stuff like I don't know. You went to punt the ball, but it ricochets off the helmet of your own player. You caught it through a forward pass, then he laterals it. Like they have rules for this crap.
So I was just saying, rules, but do they have a call like a hand?
They do.
Because the Seahawks had one last year. I can't remember what it was, but like Sean and I, we know. We almost thought, and even we looked at each other, I don't know what that is.
Right.
I don't know what he just signaled.
Yeah, everyone, you're just like, I don't know what the hell that is. Yeah, so there's a billion rules, but I'm going to see, hey, man, you call safety, say I'm a teapot. You call in sportsman, like, say I'm an airplane.
Jeff, are we on three? Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to trust him?
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, here is your question. Ankara is the capital of what country? Ankara.
Did you say Ankara?
Ankara.
Not Inkara. Ankara.
A-N-K-A-R-A.
Do you know Kara?
Not outside Kara either.
Okay. Not outside. Ankara.
I don't know. Zimbabwe.
Is it in the Middle East?
Mm-hmm. Some people say yes, some people say no, but they carry a lot of weight in the Middle East. They carry a lot of weight internationally. Turkey.
Oh. It is Turkey.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody ever thinks it's Ankara.
He's got a bunch of Thanksgiving questions.
Yeah. Matter of Thanksgiving.
I really only know Istanbul.
That's the one everybody knows, right? All right, your question. In what state would you find Mount Rushmore?
Party on, guys. South Dakota.
There you go.
There you go. Well nice done. Job. Well done.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon.
Hola. Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Yay.
Oops.
Brandon, can't cuss, man.
Oops.
I told you not to, Brandon.
Brandon, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not.
Okay.
He ditched it about 20 minutes ago.
All right, Brandon, our men's room poll for one day. Will you go commando, wear a sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt, no socks, or wear a captain's hat?
Oh, I'm commando now, so sweatpants are good.
All right.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. What is measured in hertz?
Frequency.
One and done.
One and
nice job.
All right, before we let you go, 50-50 question for you. Three or five, how many U.S. presidents have rocked a beard?
Five.
Got it. Nice job.
You know them.
Well, Lincoln for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Grant?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Who's the guy I keep talking about?
I was going to say, you know one of them.
Garfield.
Hayes and Harrison. Oh, yeah. Lincoln, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, and Harrison.
Yeah, you could tell the time period, and it just went out of fashion.
That's why Nick Offerman's in there, right? It's blends.
Who's the last person that had a mustache?
He doesn't really have... Arthur didn't have a beard. He had chops and a mustache.
Is Teddy Roosevelt the last guy to rock a mustache in the White House?
Yes. Right? Because...
I'm just thinking, like, who just rocked a I feel like you see a lot of pictures of guys rocking solo stash, but yeah, damn. Bring the stash back, man.
That's what I'm doing in November.
There you go. Run for president.
That's right. Big W is the game. 206-803-ROCK.
Wow, you've got to shave that in tomorrow.
I will.
All right. Yeah, make it crisp. No socks and shave.
You got a big to-do list, my guy.
Golly. Hello, Brenda. Welcome to the bedroom.
With no t-shirt.
You said Brendan?
Brendan, yes. Hola.
Hey.
Hola.
Brendan, are you sober or not sober?
Halfway there.
All right, so not sober.
Yeah. Oh, I just flipped it up. Sorry, I'm at the dog park.
Okay. All right, Brendan, for one day, you're going to go commando, sweatshirt, sans a tee, no socks, or a captain's hat?
What was the last one?
Captain's hat.
Oh, I'm wearing a captain's hat all day, every day.
All right, yep.
Yeah.
What dog park you at?
I'm out here in Lakewood, Fort Silcombe.
Okay, I don't know if I've ever been to that.
Okay, real question.
Western State Hospital.
Do you have a dog, or are you creeping?
Yes, I have a dog. It's very
okay.
Adorable.
Just saying. Yeah. It's weird when you're at the dog park without a dog. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. If you showed up to a children's playground without a child,
dude,
that would be super awful.
Which one's yours?
But
yours. I haven't decided yet.
Would it be? I don't know. That'd be that. Like, I couldn't just go to a dog park and be like, what is like watching dogs?
You could look, do that before you go to a children's playground for sure.
Right.
But it would still just be a little.
I just like
weird.
Watching children.
It depends. Are you interacting with the dogs or are you just.
Depends on how. If a friendly dog comes up to me, I'll say, what's up?
Okay. You're just hiking through there.
I'm just there.
I say you and I throw a picnic at the playground at the park near our place. I'll leave the kids home.
I'll just grill hot dogs.
Yeah.
Just freak all the dogs.
I don't know why.
Just be sitting by the grill.
I just think me and you are going to get in trouble much quicker than
real
like these two.
What? We're not doing anything.
You and Mike somehow could pull it off. I don't know. Throw it. I just show it up. They'd be like, what is with these two?
We're just grilling hot dogs, man.
We're just grilling hot dogs. We like watching people have fun.
So we're standing next to the swing set. Why is that weird?
Do you want to push him?
All right. Your question.
You're right. We'll leave. We'll go to the dog park.
Fine. What actor or actress has the most Oscars?
Oh.
Hint, it is not Meryl Streep.
Meryl.
I don't know. Bill Murray. I don't know.
Bill Murray. Has a very good guess. Very, very good.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, he's got like one.
She's a little more old school Katharine Hepburn.
Oh.
She won Best Actress for Morning Breakfast. Glory, which is how I describe my morning erection. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which is how other people describe me. The Lion in Winter, and On Golden Pond.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And she was on a heater there for like 20 years.
Yeah, she was, man. I saw none of those. All right, your question. Who did Lionel Richie duet with in the 1981 hit Endless Love? I hate that song.
Endless Love.
She was the lead in a Motown group.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson wrote a song about her.
I was going to say Janet Jackson, but ain't that.
No, and Alien Ant Farm.
Don't make it weird,
and,
man.
And Alien Ant Farm covered it.
Oh.
No, they didn't. Wrong song.
Any
something.
No, but I gave
Diana Ross. Dirty Diana.
Diana.
Somebody
Ross.
Did cover Dirty. Was it Foo Fighters?
Maybe.
No, yes.
Okay. I knew somebody covered it.
Or no, did
it.
They cover the song that Prince had about a chick?
Which
they
one?
They did do Darling Nikki.
A song about a chick, like yeah. Prince. That narrows it down
well,
to...
Well, with name checking her.
Oh.
Darling Nikki.
Yeah. Did they?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I might just be making that up.
No, you're not. It's true.
Okay, it's true. I'm like, I think I've heard that.
Ted, if you say it with your chest, everyone will believe you.
Yeah, Fighters covered some of it. Baker Street. I mean, there's a ton.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, our kids are around the corner. Do you want a hot dog or not?
And do you want mustard on it? I thought so. All right, your question. In what part of New York City would you find the Apollo Theater?
Times Square.
What?
He said Times Square.
Oh, Times Square. I thought you said Tom Sawyer.
No, man, you got to go up to Harlem.
That's why you probably won't see it, but yes, it's in Harlem.
Harlem, guy. I'm a West Coaster. I've never been over there. Yeah.
All right, your question.
Just for future reference, if you think black people in New York City, think Harlem.
Think Harlem. Yep.
Well, in Manhattan.
In Manhattan, right. Manhattan's the borough.
Right.
Harlem the hood. All right, your question. How many witches in Salem were burned at the stake?
Not enough.
Oh, dude, like 14 or something?
No.
Really?
No one was
burned.
Oh,
yeah, they drowned them.
Yes. No one was burned at the stake in Salem. Yes, Dad. With
yeah, man.
His enthusiasm.
How would you rather
drown?
Good times.
Hey, Brendan, hang on the line for us, man. We got to go to a break.
More Big Time coming up, 206-803.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Right. Is live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Talking about Thanksgiving coming up with the head chef at Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
No, we still have Brendan on the line.
Oh, we do have Brendan on the line.
The guy hanging out at the dog park without a dog.
That's right.
Hola.
Brendan, I got you on question number 5.
All right. Question number 5.
Hey, what's the record this year, by the way?
So far, we're at 11, and we had someone reach that today. It was a 3-way tie.
Nice.
But don't worry. You're plenty dumb. Yeah. Don't let that get you down, buddy.
Hey, I'm halfway there, right?
All right, here's your question. What continent includes Iran or Iran?
That would be Asia.
Nice job.
All right.
You got smarter after the break. See, that's what happens.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Dummy.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Ooh, bitches.
Hey, Tony. Sober, not sober.
I am sober with drunk side effects.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Tony? Sober with drunk side effects, Tony. All right, Tony, for one day, you're going to go commando, wear a sweatshirt, hands a tee, wear no socks, or wear a captain's hat.
Commando.
All right.
Commando. All right. Here is your question. What is the name of the bar that Peter Griffin visits on the TV show Family Guy?
Oh, I don't know.
The Clam.
Moe's? The Drunken Clam, Ted.
Oh, the Drunken,
the right. Drunken
it
Clam.
Is. They also just say I'm going down the Clam.
Those are the Clam Slayer. All right, your question. Who is Metallica's bass player?
Oh, gosh, from what year?
Currently.
Rob Trujillo.
Close enough.
Got it. Nice job.
Yeah, Rob Trujillo.
What year? 206-803. I know, that's what I'm saying. It was not a bad question.
Newstead. Yeah, now.
And Trio.
Yeah, that's it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Adam, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Adam, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll for one day. Will you go commando, wear a sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt in honor of Hoodie Week, no socks, or wear a captain's hat?
Commando.
Commando goes.
All right.
Commando's doing well today.
I'd have been Commando Calrissian. That's what I'm going to go as. All right, your question. Actor Mark Wahlberg has a tattoo of what popular musician on his left shoulder?
Oh. Oh, Elvis.
Hendrix?
Bob Marley, man.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Or maybe it's supposed to be Jimi Hendrix, but it looks so bad. It's like, yes, it's Bob Marley.
I don't think about Bob Marley when I think about him.
I don't either. Trust me. I was going like, huh. Okay. All right, your question. What was the name of Bob Ross's TV show?
Oh. The Painter?
Was it Painting with Bob Ross?
No. Ted, you got to get it. I know Mike knows. I realized I had no idea what the name of his show was.
I know. Like, so you
Happy Little Clouds.
Happy Little Trees.
Right. The Joy of Painting.
Oh, that's right.
The Joy of Painting. Yeah. All right, your question's multiple choice. And what year was Twitter first launched? 2004, 5, 6, or 7?
We'll go 6.
Got it. Nice. Yes, nice job, Adam.
Well done, man.
Very good.
God, it's been around that long. 19 years.
Yeah.
Some reason, it does not feel that old to me. Even though a bunch of new crap is coming, going on and all that kind of thing, it still feels fairly fresh.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Patrolos.
Hola.
Matty, on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober, definitely, today.
All right, Matt. Welcome to Big Dummy. What are you going to do here? Go commando for a day? Sweatshirt, sans, a t-shirt, no socks, or wear a captain's hat?
I'll go commando for a day.
Another commando.
All right. Commando's killing it. All right, your question. Who was the first sitting president to throw out a first pitch on opening day? As a hint, he was also the fattest president ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not saying that to be mean. Like, legitimately. That is what he was known for.
Trying to think of fat presidents. Was it Teddy Roosevelt?
Wow.
He'd be very insulted. My God, man.
Taft.
Yes. William Taft. I think he was 390 pounds.
Oh, wow.
He was massive. I told you, a girl I went to grade school with, somehow her family, somebody worked in the White House, whatever. They had one of his old chairs in their basement. And it was massive.
It didn't you say it looked like a love seat, basically?
Right, but it's, you know, it's wooden. Just like, yeah, he had that special chair.
All right, your question. Which rhinoceros is the largest? And yes, this is multiple choice. Black, white, Indian, or Javan? Black, white, Indian, or Javan rhino, which is the largest?
Let's go white.
Not very many of those left.
Rhinos in general or the white rhino?
The white rhino, yeah.
Are they poached specifically because of the white rhino? In other words...
I think they're all poached.
Right, okay.
So some of the ones I saw had their horns cut off.
Did they do...
They tranquilize them in the reserve. They take their horns off.
So that they don't get poached.
That they don't get poached.
Damn.
Some of them, yeah.
That's messed up because typically it's... I understand they get poached for that, but also like that's their fighting stick, man.
Well, my question is, what do they do with those horns?
Yeah, right. We sell them.
I mean, that's the whole point. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober today.
All right, Dwayne, welcome to Big Dummy.
All right. Hey, want to give a quick shout out, if I can, to my daughters?
Sure.
All right, I got one that's getting accepted to the National Honor Society tonight.
Wow.
Nice.
Nice.
Proud of her for that. And my oldest daughter, she did the same thing 3 years ago.
Good.
So we got two little brainiacs coming out here.
Well, we're going to find out that mom probably had the dominant gene, Dwayne. Okay, for one day.
You are correct.
Do you want to go commando, sweatshirt, sans, a t-shirt, no socks, or wear a captain's hat?
Yeah, commando all the way.
Commando all the way. All right. Over the hills we go. All right, your question. Mass murderer Ronald DeFeo Jr. was the inspiration behind what novel and movies?
Novel and movie. Let's go. I'll just say Silence of the Lambs.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
What?
I'll give you more of a hint, Miles. He killed his entire family in the house.
Manson?
Amityville Horror.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I guess the Manson family wasn't really his family.
No.
It was his friends he duped.
All right, your question. What is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet? There's what? Alpha?
Alpha, beta, kappa, delta?
That's right.
Maybe you do have a dominant gene, Dwayne. You never know.
Tell your wife.
I just didn't try very hard.
Isn't that the same as the other? What's the other alphabet?
What do you mean?
That the military uses.
Oh, that is the phonetic alphabet. Yeah.
Hey, Dwayne, does your daughter have all the special sashes and all that stuff for Honor Society?
She will have, yeah. Yeah, I think they give them out tonight.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
Do the parents get anything? Do you get like a parent sash? You know, the people bumper stickers. You get a parent sash.
When my daughter graduated from college, she had all that crap, all the decorated crap. Yeah, I was like, who are you?
I didn't.
Who are you?
I remember seeing my brother get them, National Honor Society.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was smart.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool.
Now.
Now, you know, not so much.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. I could do student council.
You're on the student council?
That would be attainable to me. It's a popularity vote. Or someone who represents your class, I guess.
I mean, I was class president. I didn't get a special sash.
You don't have to rub it in. We know.
You didn't get anything?
Me and like three other guys got an award. There was like all these academic achievements and this and that. Then they have one for like just being a positive thing in the school and community. And my brother was like, they just gave you guys awards. They like you.
Well, but that's what the award's about.
Yeah.
Like, right. It's popularity contest. It's the We Like You award.
Yeah.
And they like you. Yeah. Tell them to suck it. Brainiac.
Yeah. Maybe learn how to hit.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Matty on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Team Sober, unfortunately.
No worries. You're driving. All right, Matt, for one day, will you go commando? Wear a sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt, no socks, or wear a captain's hat?
I hate to break the commando streak, so we're going commando.
Commando. All right. Wang's out. All right, your question. Before being hanged, whose last words were, quote, I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country?
Dang, I don't know that.
My quote, by the way, would have been, can
is
we
it,
talk?
Is it hanged or hung?
It is hanged.
It is hanged.
Yeah, it is hanged.
It is hanged.
You could be well hung, but you are hanged. That would be... All right, Ted, you got it.
Thomas Paine?
No, there's a local high school named after this dude. And I believe they have the radio program. Nathan Hale.
Nathan Hale.
Nathan Hale.
Yeah.
89.5.
I only regret that. Man, my words have been a lot different. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Your question. On Mount Rushmore, which president is wearing a jacket?
I lost you for a second. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. On Mount Rushmore, which president is wearing a jacket?
Let's say Lincoln.
Is Roosevelt?
George Washington.
George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your question. Both Shakira and Sofia Vergara both come from what country?
Heaven. Colombia.
It is Colombia. Yes, Ted, somehow. I knew you would know that.
Well, hopefully Matt will be able to call back. In the meantime, let's get another contestant online.
Hello, Celeste. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Celeste, a delicious pizza. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Just got off work.
Celeste, have you ever bought a Celeste pizza?
I have not.
It's your name set. I would at least try it.
It
probably tastes like you.
If it's Miles Pizza, I'd go. I'd be critical, but you know, I'd probably give them the benefit of the doubt.
I'm dead serious. Do they still make those?
What, Celeste?
Celeste Pizza? Little Mama Celeste?
It was a Mama Celeste.
I remember. We used to eat them after school all the time.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. You think she might not be here?
Oh, don't tell me she passed on.
Oh,
I don't know,
Mama
man.
Celeste.
I didn't know she died.
Oh.
All right, Celeste, for one day, go commando, sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt, wear no socks, or a captain's hat.
I'm going to break the commando streak. I'll go sweatshirt, t-shirt.
Ah, welcome to Hoodie Week. Thank
you. All right.
Yeah.
Hoodie Week.
And there it is. All right, Celeste, here is your question. What planet is referred to as the planet of oceans?
Oh, God. Is it Uranus?
Planet of the oceans, I'll guess Venus.
How about Earth? We live on planet Earth.
Oh.
We got freaking oceans everywhere.
I know, but we don't call it the planet of the oceans.
The planet is referred to the planet of oceans. Earth.
Here you go, Ted. Buy as many as you want.
Mama Celeste.
Four cheese.
What else we got?
Deluxe.
Celeste, you got to get a Mama Celeste.
They were so cheap. I remember being like grade school and high school.
Just like Celeste
they got,
here.
They got zesty.
Yeah, they were always in the fridge.
Celeste, are you cheap freezer. And easy like the pizza or no?
Hell no.
Do you like the sausage?
All right. Get your mind out of the gutter. We're talking about pizza.
Sausage and pepperoni
My
combo.
My God. The people that call this program. All right. Your question. Pee-wee's big adventure is to recover what beloved stolen item?
Is it like a teddy bear or something?
No. It is his beloved bike.
His bike.
Pee-wee Herman, by the way, might be my son's goat.
That's so weird.
I cannot explain it. Like, he gravitated to Pee-wee Herman. I enjoyed it. It's fine. I understood what it was, but my son's like, we used to watch that movie so much, and he would even watch it now, and he'd bring up Pee-wee, man. He has a soft spot. The only question he ever has is, Dad, is he an adult or a child? I'm like, I don't know the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Celeste, Mama Celeste was a real person. She grew up in Chicago.
You got any relatives in Chicago?
Yeah, on the south side.
I do not. I got some in Florida, but nobody up in Chicago.
Yeah, they used to do like 23andMe, man. You might find out that you are heir to the Mama Celeste frozen pizza fortune.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, just trying to help you to help yourself. In the meantime, here's your question.
That.
Hey, I got you. All right, your question. What country owns Easter Island?
I have no idea.
Any guesses?
Chile.
It is about Chile.
Chile.
All right, Mama Celeste, your question. What state is nicknamed the Peach State?
Georgia.
There you go.
Nice job.
Big brain on Mama Celeste. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Kyle, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober, I'm driving.
All right, Kyle, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll for one day. Will you go commando, sweatshirts, hands, and t-shirts, wear no socks, or a captain's hat?
Gotta rock the captain's hat.
All right.
Ahoy.
Just like Ted tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Captain, here's your question. In what decade was the Berlin Wall erected?
Erected?
Yes.
The 50s.
30s?
No. 40s?
The 60s.
All right.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Well, it was after World War II. That was a giant kind of, like, we were with the Russians on defeating the Nazis.
Right.
And then once we got there, it was kind of like, well, who's going to get it?
Mm-hmm.
But Stalin was like, yeah.
All right, your question. In what decade did the Berlin Wall come down?
That would be the 80s, 1989.
I got that one. Nice job, Kyle.
Well done.
Hasselhoff.
You know, my mom had a boss named Steve, and he had a piece of it. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Piece of the Berlin Wall. Yeah. My uncle did as well. He was actually stationed there when the wall came down. So everybody finally, it was a 5-year whatever.
Well, technically, everyone should have got a piece of that thing. It was huge.
It was a massive, massive wall.
Do you know anybody that has a piece of it, Miles?
I know Steve's buddy and your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So two people.
Right.
Just that quick.
You're right. In this room.
It was now, big enough. I'm just saying. Right. I think it's pretty cool they actually had it.
Well, okay. Did you have Mount St. Helens Ash?
No, I wasn't born yet.
I did.
Do you know that it's Mount St. Helens Ash? Ash is ash, bro. I think he just burned up a ball of paper and said, hey, Miles,
dude, it's the
look
same
what I
thing
gave
a
you.
Crematorium does with your dog,
exactly.
Your cat, or your uncle.
It's yes.
The white sand.
It's St. Helens ash as well. It's the same.
Like if you go to the Gulf, if you're on the Gulf of Mexico in Florida, right?
Yeah.
That sand is white. It's beautiful.
Right.
So as a kid, I was in a store and you're going to buy some. Right. I know. My brother and my dad were like, just go out. Like, I'll buy a bucket.
Right.
You can take it home with you.
Do you know where that sand is from?
I don't know.
The Sahara Desert.
They brought it in?
It blows.
No, the way it blows on the jet stream.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. That's why that sand is there, and that's why.
Son of a...
Those big sand dunes you see in the Sahara that are just mountains of sand.
All that stuff blown off?
All that stuff blows right into the Caribbean.
So, like, when they went to the Bahamas and doing these soil samples, they're like, why is this soil here basically the same as what we would find? And they figured it out.
Huh, I never knew that.
It goes up in the jet stream, blows around, and that's where it deposits.
Yep. I just know to this day, that's the most, it's the most beautiful beach I've ever seen in my life.
It's better on the beach than
the
in the desert. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm picking up my son from work.
All right, Brock.
Welcome. I can't believe your son works.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, for one day, you're going to go commando, sweatshirts, hands, a t-shirt, no socks, or wear a captain's hat?
Well, I'm a hat guy, and I've always wanted a captain's hat. I got a little boat, fishing boat, so a captain's hat would be cool.
All right.
Captain's hat it is. All right, Captain Brock, here is your question. What is the only Star Wars movie in which Harrison Ford receives top billing?
Empire Strikes Back?
Return of the Jedi.
Nope. Star Wars?
A New Hope? Is it? Oh,
is it a solo movie? Put your thinking cap on, it kind of makes sense. Force Awakens.
Okay, that's what I was going to go with. The first of the new
remember,
new
they had
ones.
To reach out to him to say, hey, will you reprise your role? Sure, oh. I will.
Okay.
Who gets top at me? Oh, you shouldn't have. You're lucky you did.
There's a new one coming out.
New Star Wars movie.
Yep, Ewok's Revenge.
The Ewok's Revenge. But it's about the naked Ewoks.
It's our time.
They have shaved themselves, tattooed themselves, and gone crazy.
All right.
Hell of a movie. All right, your question. What legendary funk band was formed by George Clinton?
Shoot. God, I can see him. And
I give you a hint.
Sure.
Think of English government.
That's strong.
Shoot.
Look, kids, Big Ben.
Bend over. I don't know.
Parliament Funkadelic.
Parliament, yeah.
Oh,
look, kids, okay. Big Ben, Parliament. Big Ben, yeah. Parliament.
P-Funk.
I don't know that I knew that one.
Where Bill Clinton formed D-Funk. A lot of people don't know that. All right, your question. From what language did English borrow the word smorgasbord?
Say that again?
From what language did English borrow the word smorgasbord? Borg. Yeah, smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord. Smorgasbord. I mean,
like, man, it's right there in the name. Smorgasbord.
Think Muppets.
You borrowed the smorgasbord.
The chef and the Muppets.
Shoot, yes. I'm clueless to that.
As if.
Smorgasbord. Borg.
French.
German?
Swedish.
Sweden.
It is Swedish, chef.
Yeah. It's Smorgasbord. Smorgasbord. Big Muppets.
I was thinking German, but yeah.
Question three.
All right, question number three. What two countries share the longest land border?
Longest land border?
Mm-hmm.
U.S. and Canada?
Boom.
Got it.
There you go.
Head chef coming up is talking Thanksgiving with Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. And we've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.